Hope that you enjoyed yesterday's episode. This one, as you can probably already tell, is recorded outside. Last night I watched... is being recorded outside, I should say. Last night I watched Prodigal Son, yeah. And I began watching Nazi Agent, which is a movie from early 40s. I think it might even be 1940, starring Conrad Veidt. And this movie was kind of fascinating to me. I'm sort of obsessed with World War II movies from the 40s, specifically from the time that World War II was actually happening, especially when they deal with espionage and double agents, undercover agents, that kind of thing. I think I'm obsessed with them because of Inglourious Basterds. And last night at the New Bev, they had a double feature of Inglourious Basterds and this movie, Nazi Agent. So I decided to nerd out. I sometimes like to watch what they're watching over on the West Coast, LA style. I like to have my own little New Bev screening room in my bedroom. So I watched Nazi Agent on YouTube. Now, unfortunately, there were ads, so I pretty quickly turned it off. I think I got maybe 15 minutes in. And there's a lot of dialogue. I like the kind of chamber piece aspect of these sorts of movies. By the way, speaking of 15 minutes in, I also started The Great Waldo Pepper, which is an impressive big studio movie from 1975 starring Robert Redford as the titular Waldo Pepper, a fictional character, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong, I apologize, but I believe he's a fictional character. And he's a pilot, and he gives rides. That's how he makes money out in the Midwest, in Nebraska is where it begins, 1926. There's some interesting dialogue early on around the dinner table. There's some great aerial footage, amazing aerial footage, actually. And I like this movie. I just didn't get too far into it. It's sort of like, sort of for kids, but also for adults. It's interesting. Strong script by William Goldman. Now, as for the Prodigal Son, it premiered on Arrow Streaming. I saw it for the first time last night. I think it premiered yesterday. I'm not really sure. Let me just pull it up. So this is a Golden Harvest movie from 1981, directed by Sammo Hung. I don't know that he's actually in this movie, unless I saw him and I just didn't remember. There's definitely humor to it. Deals with Chinese opera. It's kind of like more of like a straightforward kung fu movie for Hung. He usually deals with comedy, encounters of the spooky kind, also that kind of thing. He dealt with a lot of genres, directed a lot of movies, and a number of them are available to stream, not just on Arrow. I'm not the biggest Sammo Hung fan, but this is probably my favorite of the movies he's directed. I think, I don't know, over the years, he kind of honed his skills as a director, and by the early 80s, his work was pretty strong and rigorous. I believe that's the case with the Prodigal Son, sorry, I keep saying it the other way. I'll read you the description from the Arrow Streaming app. The Prodigal Son, 1 hour 44 minutes, 1981, Hong Kong, directed by Sammo Hung. In 1978, actor-director Sammo Hung gave Hong Kong audiences the Wing Chun crash course of Warriors 2, while his next directorial effort, 1979's Knockabout, which I've talked about, also available to stream on Arrow, gave UNBO the chance to shine as its lead star. But it would be in 1981 that he would combine BO's newfound screen presence and the legacy of Warriors 2's Lung San into what is still considered one of his best directorial efforts, I believe it is, Prodigal Son. Lung San, Bio, is a wealthy young man living the dream, thinking he's the kung fu king of the town of Foshan. However, his dream is about to become a nightmare when he's easily beaten in a fight by the star of a traveling opera troupe, Lung Yi Tai, Lam Ching Ying. This is the scene that I was referring to. There's like some comedy to it. This actor, you think it's an actress, but it turns out to be an actor, is like putting makeup on him and besting him in this fight. Or I should say, you think he's a female. You think it's a female actor, but it's a male actor. It is at this low point that the truth is revealed to San. All of his, quote, victories have been nothing but paid-for setups by his family out of a misguided act of protection. With this revelation, San pleads with Yi Tai to train him in the form of combat that led to his defeat, Wing Chun. Yi Tai, with the help of a fellow Wing Chun master, Wong Wei Bo, Hong, okay, I guess he is in this movie, will train San to not only be as skilled as he once thought he was, but even better. Though a mysterious challenger, Frankie Chan, and his ruthless Manchu bodyguards may end the journey before it can even begin. Winning the award for Best Action Choreography at the inaugural Hong Kong Film Awards in 1982, The Prodigal Son is considered by many to be not only one of the best films to showcase the style of Wing Chun, but also one of the best martial arts films of all time. I wouldn't go that far. With some of the most tightly choreographed and fast-paced fight scenes that remain just as jaw-dropping over four decades later. The fight scenes are good. The action is good. The action choreography and the way it's shot. I fell asleep, so I didn't even really get into the training part. I kind of saw the first act, which sort of ends with him being bested by this actor who turns out to be, I guess, a Wing Chun master. And then my guess is that the second act is his training. The third act is his revenge sort of thing, sort of in that kung fu, I guess you could say formula style, but the kung fu narrative style. Seeing as I missed out on the training, I can't really speak on it. Peace.
This has been a production of Reptilian.